This time, it's different.
With Peter and Chris.
This time, it's different.
And I'm recording on the Zoom H5N handy recorder, which I always thought was a Sony product. It is not.
Zoom. It's a Zoom product. It's their
Why
own thing.
Why does everything have to be named Zoom these days?
Now,
there's other things.
What other things? I was going to say the car manufacturer, but that was their tagline was Zoom, Zoom.
That was Mazda. Zoom, Zoom. And then the little boy would look to the camera and go, Zoom, Zoom.
Wasn't the 90s just a better time? That's not true. But I mean, like, but if your like slogan for your company is just like zoomy, zoomy, zoom.
You don't have to put as much work into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Zoom, zoom.
You don't need like a digital marketing strategy. You just like make one commercial and then like, what if at the end the kid's just like zoom, vroom, vroom, vroom.
I don't know. Do you even think commercials are harder? Now, is that what you're saying? Like today's commercials, they have to think of something better because, I don't know.
Good question.
Some of the voiceover commercials that I audition for and stuff are just, they're all the same. They're like, I've been doing those and they're just like.
You've been in them? You were cast?
I've been doing this spot and they're just, they're always like. Hey, Canada, come on out and try our new crispy bacon sandwich. Your move, other sandwiches.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. And your I shouldn't even knock it sandwiches. Because a listener of the podcast, great pal, hooked me up with these, basically.
Oh, sweet.
Maybe okay. I shouldn't even say that he's a great pal because we have to pretend.
Yeah.
We don't know each other.
You might have to cut out that whole chunk.
We're gonna cut around all of that.
I'm just gonna beep stuff out.
Maybe timestamp that. Yeah. So about immediately 3 minutes in, we have to
timestamp it. So you mean the start?
Yeah. Easy. We can get around.
I'm not going to. We're gonna keep it all in. Now I went away for a bit, which is why we're. You know, coming back from a hiatus,
right.
A one episode hiatus.
It was good to be back. I also went away.
Yeah.
And welcome back, listeners.
Thanks.
Welcome
oh,
back
I thought
to
you were
this
welcoming
time.
Me back.
It's different. No, I'd want to acknowledge that people are listening to us talk.
Yeah.
There's a third person in the room right now. And it's
Jesus.
Jesus. And then there's a fourth person, you, the listener. Hi, listener. It's like the classic Marc Maron thing. How's that thing you're doing? How's that boil on the back of your neck? You get that drained? Huh?
Is that
how's
a thing?
That, yeah, he just takes guesses at what people are doing currently.
I mean, I like that because there's going to be, it hits like one, I mean, depending on how general you are, you're going to hit.
Yeah. The other day I was listening to him, as I do.
Yeah.
And he was like, how's that toe of yours? And I was like, it is broken. I broke my toe.
Wait, what? You broke your toe? You buried the lead. What's going
dude,
on with your toe?
We have so much to catch up on.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Well, what
here's
I was
my
just...
toe break story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go.
Real
go,
quick.
Go. Yeah.
I put on these little ankle socks, you know, because it's summer, right? And you don't want your ankles being covered up by socks.
And then your toe just shattered.
Yeah. These socks are so firm. I put them on so quickly. I jump out of bed.
Real hard.
And I ram my foot into these socks, breaking them. No, they're just very thin and sheer.
Okay.
Because right? The idea is you can't see them. People know what ankle socks. I don't have to explain ankle socks to you right
but
now.
But just
do
to
I?
Be clear, but no, you well, I kind of want you to though. But just to be clear, like yours were quite sheer. Like very
they're
like
very sheer,
like lingerie socks.
Sort of in a way. Like they're very like thin and slippery. And you see where this is going. Slippery.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to give away the story, but the socks are slippery to the touch.
So I dropped a hammer on my foot.
So I'm just hammering my toes.
Just to see if they would break.
And they do. So I'm at the top of the steps.
Yeah.
And it's a moment where I'm late. As I always am. I'm late. And I'm just bounding down the stairs.
Oh no.
And, like, you've seen my house, it's the stairs that are the height of the house, basically.
Yeah,
it's from the top to the bottom.
Yeah,
those
you got
stairs.
You got a set of Widowmakers in there.
A good, I'm gonna say, is it 20 stairs? 25?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be 15.
It's a life, like 30. It's a life changer. Those stairs.
I slip from the top. Right, like the top step.
Yeah.
And I'm just bouncing on my ass the whole way down, and I'm trying to stop, and I ram my feet almost full speed. I'm just gaining speed, and I stop my momentum with my ring finger toe. We'll call it my left toe, where you put a wedding ring on if you were getting married weird.
Okay. If you were getting married,
I just slammed
weird.
It into the banister, or whatever you call it, the post at the end of the, and it just, I say this, and I'm sorry, trigger warning. I go, fuck, hard. I say, really hard.
A hard F-bomb.
And it hurts more than we've all stubbed our toe, but this was an incredible stub. And then the next day after, all my toes are purple. Every one of them is purple. And it's like that. The pain is only from the weird wedding ring toe.
Yeah.
That's where it's, but like
the wedding
every
ring toe
is purple.
Oh my God.
And then I'm sort of Googling and it's like, yep, it's broken. And then it's like, do I go to the doctor? And they're like, you could, but there's nothing really you do. For a broken toe, it's like if you break your ribs, you just sort of tough it out.
Yeah,
you can tape it to the other one.
Well, okay, but that does remind me of the time I broke my ribs. You would probably remember that we were doing Furious Fun Hour shows.
We used to do sketch shows in Vancouver, and our name was the Furious Anger Fun Hour.
Yeah,
The fans called it Faff.
Yeah, the Faff fans, as we call them, the Faffers. So I broke my ribs, and I was of the same mind, where it's like, oh, you don't have to go to the hospital. It's like, it's for sure like something. It was bad, or it was like a super bad bruise, or it was broken. Mm-hmm. And then I went, eventually after 2 weeks, it was still quite painful, so I went to the hospital, and they're like, 2 weeks? Why'd you wait that long? I was like, well, there's nothing you guys can do for it. And they're like, yeah, but I mean, we've got to check to see if it punctured anything. Like, blood could be pooling in your body. I was like, wait, that's like, a thing?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they had to x-ray it, and they found out that the bone had just, like, done this, where it, like, breaks, like, in and then back. Like, it goes snap.
Okay.
And so it didn't snap
right
and then separate.
Place.
Yeah, exactly.
A beautiful break.
Beautiful break.
I should have gone to the doctor.
Yeah, maybe you should get it checked.
Well, I also broke my wrist at one point in my life, and I just sort of didn't do anything. It just, but, and now it's just sort of like, if you can see that in the video, it's healed completely badly. I have a hard time doing push-ups, but I have to do push-ups in the freaking badass way. Where
with your
I'm
fingers.
Kind of like, yeah, or on my knuckles.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it's, I'm more badass because of it. Really?
Oh, I think, well, and that's the thing. It's like, and that's what us men need to remember. If you get injured or sick at all, don't deal with it. Like,
why?
Don't go ask somebody for help, right? You just get over it.
Figure it out.
Did you break every single one of your toes in a mega stub? Figure it out.
A mega stub. So I've just been wearing these runners lately because they're just a little bit tighter around and they hug the toes a little bit better. And
there you go.
They look very fatherly, though. They're very
a nice pair of New Balances.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that sucks, dude. Is it done?
Yeah, so that's my
toe
break
up?
Story. No, it's still. Yeah, it still hurts, doesn't it?
And that was like what, like a couple months ago, or
no, 2 weeks ago. But it is to the point like I can scrunch my toes up really hard now. You know, it doesn't hurt, so it is healing, and I know that I'm fine, and I don't need a doctor's opinion. They're overrated. speaking of watching me, what my hands are doing on the video, you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button.
Whoa!
Why don't you smash that subscribe button? We've been sitting at about 870 subscribers for about a month, and we see you watching. we see you watching the thing, and a lot of people aren't subscribed. There is a little fact that says how many people are watching that haven't clicked subscribed. So if you want to do us a true favor, help us get to 1,000, because then we can monetize this bad boy.
Yeah, do us a favor by letting us slap ads in front of this bad boy for you.
Listen, they've had it free for too long.
They have had it free and easy for way too long.
I want you
long.
To sit for 4 seconds with your hand hovering over the skip ad button, just waiting for permission to skip.
Honestly, what advertisers should start doing is, like, they know where that skip button is going to be. Put your company logo, like, right there. So at least people are staring at your company logo while they're waiting for the skip button.
Right.
They're like, looking right at a McDonald's arch.
Our company logo is just the words Peter and Chris.
So we could put ours there. Yeah, if we took out ads, though. But maybe we should take out ads. We should take out YouTube pre-roll ads.
Sure.
Are they expensive?
I don't know. I don't know.
Aren't
It'd
you?
It'd be nice to, you know, have some cash flowing in for all the work we put into this pod.
It's
a wonderful, wonderful free product that we put out for everybody to enjoy. So the least they could do is share it around if they like it. You know, if they found any enjoyment, they should, you know, share it. I'm just throwing out ideas, spitballing here.
Yeah, Erica. I threw out a feeler.
Steven.
Yeah, Erica and Steven, share this podcast around.
Nice. Good guess.
Tell your friends.
Good guess on names of fans.
There's going to be an Erica out there somewhere that's like, holy
shit. For sure. My brother's name is Eric, and that's close enough.
So close.
Sometimes I call him Erica.
Yeah, just to get at him.
What do we call him? Me and my cousins would, you know, bully my younger brother as hard as we can.
No,
as
course.
You do.
As you do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never physical, just emotional, you know?
Was there a point at which, like,
we call him Little Willy. We call him Little Willy because our last name's Wilson.
Yes, of course, but he's the little one.
Clever, but he really reacted to it.
Was there a point where your bullying, like, really intensified as you saw how handsome he was growing up to be?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, we got to put this guy in his place.
I remember at our daycare, we would bully him by telling him that the killer bees were on their way. Because they were in the news at one point when we were young. They were like, the same as now, there's like murder hornets, I guess.
There was killer bees, yeah.
Hornets,
we were terrified
that are big
of them.
Enough to eat spiders and birds. And you're like, okay, wow. So, Eric, if you're listening, those murder hornets are coming. We would just tell him that the killer bees were coming until he cried. And yeah, is this, you know, in hindsight, super, super funny? Of course it is. And we can all laugh about it.
It's funny in hind and current sight. In the current sights, also pretty funny still.
You have a younger sibling. Did you ever bully her? Did she bully you?
She bullied me a lot. Now, before, I know you were asking what we were up to in the last week, and this relates, because the last week you were off vacationing or whatever, nursing your broken foot. Yep. I was working in Victoria, and I had dinner with your family. Yeah. I sent you some pictures, but I forgot to take like a video, which would have been fun, of me just going through your stuff in your bedroom or something.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a bedroom anymore.
No, it's the guest room.
Yeah.
And it's not even my old bed. It's nothing really in there.
Nothing in there. No memories.
To my childhood. No memories at all.
All thrown out. All thrown out and burned. while we were having dinner, I believe unprompted, we must have been talking about you or something like that, but the killer bees story did come up.
Oh, no way.
Eric brought it up very quickly and talked about how traumatizing it was. You really got him with that.
Really, really there. He didn't forget.
He did not forget at all. He
what
definitely
was his
that
take
up.
On it? A very, very sad time for him?
Yeah, that was
did
very,
he laugh
very hard.
When he told the story, did he laugh a bit? Though?
Well, and you know your brother, right? He's a very laughy, like a very smiley guy. Yeah. And Murray, too, his wife, like very smiley, very positive people.
Yeah,
it really, it drained right out of the dinner. It was...
Right.
Yeah, his face just sunk. And then Murray looked away because she's like, well, we don't like to talk about that very much. And Eric was like, I'm going to finish. You let me finish the story.
Okay.
Murray, like, put her hands over their new son's ears.
Don't listen, Leo. Little Leo. Oh, yeah, good point. There's fresh blood. Now, there's fresh new blood for me to bully. I can't wait for Leo to get old enough that he knows the effects of bullying.
The second he understands what bees are and amounts of things, you're going to be like, there's swarms of killer bees headed for you,
yes,
dude.
As soon as he has that moment of knowing what death is, you know, that's when I'm going to strike with the killer bee story. Yeah, you know bees? You know bees? These are actually ones that kill you.
He's like, Uncle Quinn, I just learned about dying.
Such abundance.
Don't tell me, Dad, I just learned about dying.
Yeah. So tell me about your little, because Victoria is a nice little vacation
your
spot.
Your little
vacation. You know, did it feel like a, because I was fully on vacation.
Yeah, you went to a cabin?
I was at a cabin in the woods. Very, very horror story. Except it wasn't at all. It was a lovely time.
Was it just you and a couple of friends? Was it, what is it?
Okay.
Like a COVID number or was it?
Picture this.
Yeah.
Me, four other friends.
Picturing
plus
it.
Two other friends. Six total.
Wait, so there was four, but there's two extra people that you just like counted in a different niche.
If you count it differently, you can get away with COVID rules. Now,
oh.
No. There's no, it was a totally allowed trip. We're all double vaxxed. It's all, you know, that's what the government's saying now. It's comfort level indoors.
Yeah.
If everyone's double vaxxed. So it was, we were comfortable. You know what I mean?
You were comfortable. So six max or seven? Are you including yourself?
I think
yourself
you can have the... up. I think there's like...
No, I'm talking about the cabin.
25 people inside.
Yeah.
So it was, we went for the max a number of people, but could only find six. Yeah.
Okay. So you... he could only find so, six yeah, possible like, friends.
A bunch of couples, basically. And we're just having a fun time.
Amazing.
You know, cooking meals.
Yeah.
In a cabin in the woods.
Swimming,
having
I assume.
Beers, swimming, absolutely, yeah. Right on the lake. Doing full dives into the water, you know. The first dive I took into the water was a deep dive, right away. Didn't know the depth of the... Of the lake. I just put full confidence into the vacation, you know. Nothing can go wrong.
Nothing can or will go wrong. Which, for the listener/watcher...
I jumped straight up and straight down.
That is a saying that that Chris and I would say a lot when doing shows and planning things and putting things together. Nothing can or will go wrong.
Yeah. You just throw that out there. You dare
throw that out
in
the universe. Yeah.
And nothing can or will go wrong ever. So, yeah.
Man, a deep dive right on your first go sounds like the words of a man who mega stubs his entire toe into pieces.
Just mega stub my neck.
I like that idea too. Like, hey mom, can you come get me? I'm at the hospital. I stubbed my neck.
You mean you broke your back?
Yeah.
No. I stubbed my neck.
I stubbed my neck a bit. In the back, you hear a doctor like, he broke it. It's broken.
No, we're calling it something different. What do you know?
What do you know?
Sir, you're bleeding from your ears and all your toes are purple.
I stubbed my neck pretty bad. I wonder if there's like a, I would like to see, I mean, if I were doing a film of your vacation, I would imagine like playing some intense music. The camera goes underwater for your first dive. You can't quite see, but there's like a jagged rock like an inch from where you swim. Just as a metaphor for like how close and how tense things can be without even realizing it.
Yes, exactly. And I will say that, you know, after I dove, my friend Connor was on a log, just like sort of right in the middle of the lake in a way. I was like, wow, you can stand with your feet there. And he's like, yeah, there's a big log. I'm not saying that I dove near the log either, but
sure.
I didn't know that the log was there.
Well, and I assume you did some like basic level of assessing the area.
Listen, I'm an ex-lifeguard. I cannot be hurt in the water.
But you haven't told the listeners/watchers why you're an ex-lifeguard. You got fired for too deep of a dive.
Yeah, diving too deep. Yeah, teaching kids to dive so deep.
You know, you guys can go deeper if you point your fingers.
It is funny the way you, because I would teach swimming lessons. Mm. You know, you'd fill out your shift with, you know, 4 hours of lifeguarding and 2 hours of swimming lessons mm-hmm. to make for a juicy little 6 hour. But the way you teach kids to swim sometimes, if they just can't do it, is they have their arms up and you just hold their arms up here and then you hold your hands on their feet and you just sort of like make them go in head first. Just sort of pull them in hard head first.
But so I mean, yeah, but it's
feel
a pool.
What it's like.
Right.
Yeah, it's a pool and I'm there and
it's all good.
It's all good. I tell them I'm a professional. Nothing will go wrong.
Nothing can ever. Or will go wrong.
And I drag them into the water, and then as they come up, I go, oh, shoot, there's a log.
There was a log.
Oh, God.
Lesson learned. You know what? So, you could combine your loves of trauma and swimming, though, by having them stand and like, oh, they're refusing to dive. And then you point right behind them, and you're like, a whole bunch of killer bees just like broke through the change rooms. That'll get them in the water pretty fast.
Perfect swan dive in.
Yeah.
Like, I look over at the parents who are watching with their arms folded, and I'm like, eh? Wasn't I not right? And then they slowly like drop
unfold
their arms.
Their eyes,
like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy.
They all just visibly relaxed. They're just like, okay.
I do think back on like teaching swimming lessons, and that was a very intimidating time in my life because I was only like 16 or 17 too, and you have to sort of like teach children with their parents watching you like a hawk
right.
the whole time. They're like, one, they want to get their money's worth
yeah.
for sure. They want to make sure that their kid's not going to drown because I'm helping some other kid
yeah,
and a kid's drowning behind me. And listen, did that kind of, you know, sometimes it would just happen. They're not drowning, but I was like,
yeah,
they could have.
Oh, actually, tell me that. What is drowning? You are just unable to control yourself in the water and you're taking on water? Or is there like a phase before, like distress, then drowning?
I mean, most kids that are in swimming lessons at the level that I was doing was like, they're just not strong swimmers.
Yeah.
Like, they can keep their head up for a little bit, and then eventually they're just going to, like, inhale a bunch of water and just sort of cough and sink. And you just pull them up, and then they cough, and then you smile and joke with them right away, and they're fine. They just coughed. But you know, if they had gone on, like, pull,
for one more minute.
Absolutely.
So at any given time, it was just like a selection of 30 children pre-drowning, all just
oh,
in the
no,
early
no,
stages of drowning.
30 is way too big of a class. That's asking for death, for sure. No, it was like you'd have like six kids.
Oh,
maybe a
six.
Max eight.
Man, I should
eight,
not.
Eight was a big class.
I should not run a summer camp. How many kids? I don't know, 40?
We'll give this 17-year-old 40 kids to look after.
And in the water.
And none of them know how to swim, but he'll teach them. This
so
guy's from New York. I don't know
yeah,
why.
Of course.
They'll teach him how to swim.
That would be so bad on your first day of your 40-kid class. Somebody else comes up, and you're like, you know, they're only supposed to have like seven max. And you're like, oh, no.
Oh,
and then you
no.
find out that you lost 42 kids that day.
Yeah. I mean, some parents would get, they'd get so mad because there's a weak link in every class. Some,
yeah.
Because that's another thing that would happen. You have to pass or fail kids, and other teachers would not have the heart to fail a kid. So they'll be like, here's your badge. And this kid can't
swim. Oh, no.
And then you'd end up with all these kids.
Oh, no.
That can't swim and they're in higher levels. And you're just like, you have to put all your time and effort into them.
No.
While teaching more advanced stuff because lifeguard Emily couldn't fail a kid.
Emily
didn't want. I don't know. I'm just
failed
throwing
a kid. Emily failed the.
Just I was just throwing in a random name, but
no.
I
but I like it, and
I'm
committed. Is what
sure.
I'm saying. I'm committed to the Emily being a bad lifeguard. She won't fail people.
She won't pay.
But that's happening in school, I think. Not, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what I'm talking about. But aren't they like No Kid Left Behind or something? It's like they just keep graduating. I mean, that's how, look at me.
Yeah, you made it all the way through university. You can't read. You can't read.
I can't read. I guarantee, okay, joke, I can't read. Very funny, ha ha ha. Okay, real talk, can't really do math.
Oh, I've my brain said, we don't need this anymore, a long time ago.
I think my brain was like, we don't need this anymore during the class.
Oh, God, as soon as I was allowed, I think grade 11 math is all you needed to do.
Right.
You didn't need to do grade 12. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be an actor. I won't need math.
I won't need math ever. Hey, but it's kind of working because now you do, you know, commercials.
Yeah, but for
you don't need math.
For I looked at my contracts. I haven't been getting paid, so I've been doing it for free because I didn't know what numbers were.
You get a contract that just says zero, and you're like, oh,
that's
I guess
good,
I'm,
right?
That's
good number. Now we sort of I had been writing notes, but I think I tangented us off from.
Yeah.
Here in Victoria.
Yeah, you were going to ask about me and my life.
Yeah. Enough about me. More about you visiting my hometown.
First of all, I visited your hometown.
Growing up there was amazing in Victoria. It was a lovely place to be.
I thought this was going to be my turn.
You know, why were you there?
I drove Julie past the fence I painted a number of times. You probably don't remember that. I bring that up every time.
Every time you drive past it on the
highway? Elk Lake Vet Hospital.
Yeah.
I painted
that fence.
Yep. It's probably had a new paint job since then, but I did at one point that fence was dealt with by me. And the reason I was there was to film a play because, you know, it's COVID times, right? So the play is being released to people that they can watch at home rather than have like a theater full of like 300 people, which they can't. I don't think they can still. We still can't do that, maybe. I don't know.
But you're about to be able. We're all about to be able to do shows, right?
Yeah, and that is one issue. When the play comes out, it'll be a month or so from now. So I think people will be. They'll see.
So
you know, if people
question,
still watch it.
Not saying that that's a bad idea because it's good, it's safe and cool. But that really feels like, you know, pandemic quarter one idea. Like,
yeah.
Do it. Last year.
Well,
nobody wants to watch Zoom anything
but
anymore.
But what's
I'm
one of the things?
I'm having a hard time watching over a Zoom call.
that's also partly my face. So what is something that you remember of Victoria though? You know, a lot of
woods.
Yeah, but of the people, there's a lot of
murderers.
Yeah, is there? Oh, that's sad.
I don't know.
No, there's a lot of old people, and a lot of them. So it's an accessibility thing if you think about it. Like plays, being able to watch a play at home is actually pretty good. And it's part of they're launching a hybrid thing. So I think a lot of places are going to start doing this in the future, where it's like you can come see it in person, or you can watch it from at home at the same time.
Well filmed.
Sort of, yeah.
Look nice.
This one will be well filmed because yours truly, but the future ones are going to have more of like a
mine?
Set cameras.
Mine? Truly?
Yours? What?
Mine? You're mine? Truly?
What?
I'm just trying to riff on the phrase yours truly. Mine truly? But, you know, we all heard it. It fell real flat. It wasn't funny in my attack. It was a brutal way to just like say what I wanted and stop you from talking.
I am not cutting it though. I'm keeping it as a as a monument to our friendship, featuring yours truly. I can have you.
What? You're for me.
This is mine for
all
real.
All this me mine
truly. Now that I'm on board, it's the funniest thing I've heard all day. But I did just wake up. It was a very safe. It was a safe shoot though. Like we all had to wear masks the whole time, except for the actors. So we were all masked up and shooting it, which is pretty hard on the ears. But it was like it was a good experience overall. It was kind of fun to shoot a play. But I've noticed, and I didn't know this though, if you're just a theater actor or just a film actor, they are actually pretty different worlds. To a theater person, the filmy world is very clinical. It's a lot of yelling at crew people, you know, like,
yeah.
Roll camera, like, slide it up. And it's like, they just, yeah, it kind of kill. Yeah. And then into a scene right away. And that's like, right, for a theater person, they're like, no, I want to get into the scene. But I use the seven scenes before that to stay in scene eight or whatever.
Exactly. You can't just like
pick it up
theater
in the middle.
Actors are, just suck.
Oh, they do. They're the worst.
Now, I do feel like that is a tough thing about film, though.
Yeah.
That it is less satisfying in a way to even do it at all. Just, well, be like, okay, yeah, we're filming scene eight. You have no idea what happened before, or like you just shoot it all out of order.
Yeah.
And it's just.
And we'll pick it up, and we'll pick it up from the cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And action.
I'm not feeling it. Well, you have to feel it. You have
30
people.
Why aren't
people.
You feeling it?
It's literally your job. We're all doing ours.
Yeah.
I pushed play on the camera. That's my job done. And the sound guy, he pushed record. That's his job. It's done. So do your job. Cry.
The lighting guys are standing there on their phones. It's like we're all doing our jobs.
Everybody's doing their job.
Not to retread old news, but that whole thing of like when Christian Bale like blew up at the lighting guy that was in his
which time. I hear that guy's a hothead.
I bet he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I kind of get it a little bit. Maybe not a full tantrum. Like, don't have to, like, just walk away and quietly talk to somebody and be like, can you get that guy away from me or something?
Yeah. Because it's already, it's already sort of embarrassing, always, being an actor on a film set when all of a sudden it's like, okay, quiet, it's this person's time to pretend. Let's all shush. They're about to pretend in front of everybody.
Which is different
than going to a play.
Yeah.
It just feels different.
Yeah. And we'll take it from your line, Christian Bale, of, ooh, there's little worms in my belly and it makes me feel sicky-wicky. All right, and go.
That was in, I know what quote that's from. That's from American Psycho.
Yeah, American Psycho. There's little worms in my belly makes you feel sicky-icky. Yeah. Yeah, that's that. That's a quote from that.
Good part. Really good part in that movie.
But I'm telling you, it's like there's got to be dialogue where you're just like, yeah, the embarrassment comes full force. Like maybe like Nicolas Cage with the bees. Where he's like, the bees! Oh, they're in my eyes, the bees!
I feel like if there's one guy who doesn't get embarrassed at all, it might be him.
Actually, that's true. That's a good point.
The bees!
He's so into it at all times.
Like, Nicholas, the cameras aren't even rolling. I didn't even know I'm on a movie.
This is the new impression. I like the Nicolas Cage. The upcoming Nicolas Cage is good. I like it.
Now, so you had a nice time with my family in Victoria. Very cool. And then the little bird told me that you love it so much. You love your time that you might even think of wanting to move there entirely again.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I think the little bird was you in a text message.
Yeah, but I was like, tweet, tweet, yeah. Listen, did that joke fall flat? Yeah, because I didn't know where I was going with it. I was trying to be a little bird.
That's okay.
Like, physically. Should we just move on?
I'm ready for the apology.
Oh, I'm very sorry that joke fell flat on our podcast.
It's okay.
I know that the hit rate is supposed to be a lot higher.
100% with what we're going for.
Yeah, we're going for 100.
Okay.
So I'm probably batting like 60, maybe 70 on a good day.
Batting 600 is
amazing,
amazing.
I meant 60%. I don't know.
Well,
math.
I mean, that's what it would be. That's how math works. 600. It's all out of 1,000. A batting average is out of 1,000. So if you're batting 60%, you have a 600.6.
Why don't they just make it out of 100 and then a percentage and call it a percentage and be done with it?
You could. You'd have a, your batting average is so high. The best hitters in the league are, 350.
Yeah, because they aren't. That's 35%. That's below failing.
Yeah, good point.
They're like bad at
the
sport.
They're bad at hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Baseball sucks.
Well, if you think that they're hitting 35% of the time, that just maybe means humans shouldn't play baseball. We designed a game too good for us to play.
Let me tell you something. So we never talk sports on this podcast. Because,
and you're finding out why.
Whatever. But here's why baseball, no one cares. Right yeah. now in the MLB, there's a player who is like a once in a 100-year player. Like he is
yep.
compared to Babe Ruth. He is one of the first players. His name's Shohei Ohtani. He's from Japan, and he's one of the first players who is a like a two-way pitcher, a two-way player. He pitches and he bats. He's
okay.
an incredible batter.
Right.
He's like the home run leader right now. And he also flips it around, and he's a pretty good pitcher. Like, he's quite good. So he's good at everything. No other That's player good. Is like this.
Oh.
They had to change the rules again for him. So that he can, you know, pitch and bat in the same game. Normally, some pitchers just pitch and then they don't really bat unless they're, you know, forced to. We don't need to get into the dumb rules of baseball.
Yep.
National League versus American League.
Of course. I knew that there was a difference.
Listen, this is an incredible player and he yeah. is making all of the news. He's the new Babe Ruth.
Oh.
We know this name.
Yeah,
he's better than Babe Ruth, though. And nobody gives a shit.
What?
Nobody cares. He can't even make baseball exciting. Nobody cares.
But you said he's all over the news. All over
he's
the baseball news.
All over,
news.
Like, baseball news.
Right.
But this should be a, like, appointment television. You're just like, well, let's watch this guy. But
right.
baseball's boring, so that's why it's doomed.
Oh,
you can
that
have
sucks.
The, literally the most, he's the second coming of Babe Ruth. He's Jesus of baseball. He's as exciting as it gets, and nobody wants to watch.
That's a bummer. But I'm going to watch now, though. You kind of... You,
we did.
Your
we
passion
talked sports
is,
for a bit.
You well, yeah, and I listened very well, but I'm just saying, like, your passion was a little exciting. The amount cool. of excitement you have for this gentleman's name, which
Shohei
is...
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. Is really infectious.
Thanks.
You're... Yeah.
I just think it's absolute bullshit that we don't care about this guy. What more does the man need to do? What?
Yeah.
He's hit like 33 home runs this year.
How many chances did he have? Like, is that like in within?
You know, 35% of the time he hits a home run almost. Or not that, but way less, but lots of the time. lots of home runs.
Here's what I thought about sports. I thought for baseball, you had to be able to play the whole game. I didn't know you could only be good at one part of baseball.
Well, I mean, you do. You're like a third baseman, you got to be good at third base, and then and then you got to be good at hitting. But a pitcher, you know,
just as good at throwing.
Now, pitchers pitch. That's their
That's
job.
All.
A pitcher is a pitcher. Sometimes they have to hit, but nobody expects them to be a good hitter. They just have to, you know, get.
They just have
it.
To do it.
But
okay, and explain this other thing of like it's called pinch hitters, where you can like just have another staff member hit for you.
That's often what happens with a pitcher, is they'll just have this other player come in and run for them, basically, because if the pitcher gets on base, you don't want a pitcher running around, because
right.
they're often out of shape and they don't do anything. Or I don't know. You can sub in a runner, I think.
Listen, it's weird that if
we're,
like...
we're starting to get into territory where I need to sound like what I know what I'm talking about, but I don't.
It's weird to have a sport where you're like, and if you're not fit enough to do it, we'll just get an athlete.
Yeah, we'll get an athlete in. You just
we'll get somebody who plays the sport. How about?
Oh, you can't run very fast or very hard at all. Stand at first base. We have a full position for you. First base. You could just stand on the bag and get thrown to.
All you got to do is catch. Can you catch? All right.
Yeah.
You
That's
can be
it.
A pro sportsman.
You're a sportsman.
Do you think like track and field can have pinch runners? And on the 100 running, on the 100-meter dash, running for America is some Swede that we hired, who's because they're better at running. This podcast is brought to you by Paddington Pinch Hitters. If ever you are finding that you just aren't that good at baseball, consider going with a Paddington Pinch Hitter. That will bring a busload of pretty great athletes out, and you can hire them, and they'll just be on your team. If you want to hire them permanently to swap out your current team, we have price quotes available for you. So check out Paddington Pinch Hitters at www.imnotverygoodatbaseballcanyouhelp.com.
This podcast is also brought to you by Friends with a Cottage or Friends with a Cabin. Maybe you want to get away and have a little cottage getaway, a little vacay out in the woods, but you don't have a cottage. You don't have a cottage, or you don't have a cabin. get yourself a friend with a cottage. All you gotta do is phone us up and we'll send you a friend who has a cottage, and you get to go with them to some sort of cottage in the woods and hang out for a little bit. So it's great for people who, you know, don't have families with cabins in the woods. You aren't privileged enough to have one. We'll provide you a friend. So get a friend with a cottage at friendswithacottage.com.
You know that last ad that just played?
Yeah.
The guy pronounced cottage kind of weird. Do you remember?
Cottage. Yeah, it's sort of like the, I don't know, New York way of saying it. Cottage.
Cottage.
The cottage. It was fun. I do recommend getting a friend with a cabin in the woods. That's another thing that actually, I always call it a cabin. Always.
Yeah.
And here in Ontario, they call it cottage.
Cottages.
And I guess that's a difference between BC and Ontario, apparently.
Yeah, that or, like, are they... Because, like, I always think of a cottage and a cabin. Like, a cottage is more of a proper construction. Like a house, basically.
Right. And I think we also were debating it. And, like, if you go to a cabin in BC,
yeah,
it's often, like, snow related. You go to there in the winter or something. Or it's more about camping.
Right.
More woods. It just feels like you've either gone to your cabin in Whistler. I mean, those are chalets. I shouldn't have.
Sorry. You're talking
That's
about
a
chalets.
Chalet. Yeah. That's a chalet. But yeah. I'm getting a call.
Can you?
I'm just going to
hang up on it or something? And then we'll keep talking about chalets. Well,
no, we'll edit around this. But yeah, just don't talk. Okay. I'm just going to, I'm going to answer the phone call.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Chris?
Yeah. Speaking.
I know what you did.
What do you mean?
I know what you did this summer.
This summer?
I know what you did last week.
Where? Yeah, I was at a cottage, or a cottage.
Not funny.
So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. Okay, so what do you mean you know what I did at the cabin?
I know what you did.
Okay. Who is this?
You have 1 hour.
Is this Dave? Is this Prank Dave? My friend Prank Dave. Is this you? Hello?
Who was that, Chris?
They hung up. It's nothing. It was just this guy who
Dave?
Said he... Yeah, I thought it was my buddy Prank Dave. It's
Prank
just my
Dave.
Friend. Yeah, he just does pranks all the time. It had to have been him. Anyway, he said he knew what I did at the cabin, which is crazy because I don't. He didn't get into it. He didn't get specific.
Right.
So, and then he hung up. So I'm getting another phone call.
Yeah. What's that noise? Can you?
Once I'll just answer. Okay. I'm gonna answer. It's this. Hello.
You're not supposed to tell people when I call and say I know what you did last week. You're supposed to be. You're not supposed to tell people. It's a secret that I know, and
okay.
You're supposed to be terrified.
Okay, what? What
are
did
you,
I do, though? That's the question, really. What did
terrified?
I do at the cabin? I'm not terrified yet, because I don't have anything to hide.
Oh,
any secrets.
Oh, is that true? You have nothing to hide? Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I mean, we went to the cabin and I swam. I did a deep dive. Maybe are you talking about the deep dive that I
did
where I just...
Did you have a fun deep dive?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty fun. I dove deep. I didn't really check the depth of the lake. It can't be that you're calling about that.
Oh, no, it's not. I know what you did.
Hello? They hung up.
Classic prank Dave again?
I don't know. It's starting to sound like Prank Dave. The thing about Prank Dave is he doesn't have a deep voice. And this guy has a deep voice.
Oh.
It sounds like he's speaking through a thing. So this is... Fuck, dude. I'm starting to get a bit scared that I don't... That I don't even know what I did.
Yeah.
You know? Because he keeps saying, I know what you did. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't remember. Did I... So maybe I'm like Jason Bourne or something. And
oh, you got your
remember.
Mind wiped?
Mind wiped. And I don't remember. I'm getting another phone call.
Okay, but, okay.
I'm getting another phone call. Hello?
What do you think? And I think you got your mind wiped.
Why don't you just say what I did? Why don't you just say it?
I know what you did, and I want to hear you say what you did last week.
You want me to take a bunch of guesses at what you're talking about? Because I feel like we could just really cut to the chase, and you could tell me what I did.
Think about it, Chris. Think about it.
Okay, so we'll walk through it. All the things that could have been bad.
No, don't, yeah, do
was
the
it bad
stuff.
You haven't even said that. Is it bad?
You have 1 hour. It's bad. Trust me, it's bad. You have 1 hour,
I know
what you did this summer.
Okay, I'll try and think of what I did. Hello? They hung up again.
I think you hung up on him.
I might have hung up on him. Listen, it's getting sick. He keeps going like, I know what you did.
Yeah.
I know what you... Now he wants me to tell him.
So they're
obsessed.
So he's doing the classic horror movie. Like, what happened in that movie? What was it? You know what I mean? Like, what...
They, murdered somebody and, buried them or something. But I didn't... I absolutely didn't murder anything. The worst I did was that deep dive without looking. And he already said it's worse than that. So I guess, I peed in the lake is my next guess.
Chris,
I'm getting
you...
another call.
Okay.
I'm getting another call. Hello?
I know what you did.
Hey, is it that I peed in the lake? Because, I did that. I did that a bunch.
Fuck. I mean,
is it that?
Yes, but okay. So I gotcha.
Okay, so what do you?
You have 1 hour.
For what?
I don't know. I didn't think I'd get.
You didn't think this through.
Well, I thought the terror would frighten you into killing yourself or something.
It was a bit scary for sure.
Yes,
you got some weird spooky underscoring going. Very, very, very spooky. Sure.
Ooh, I know what you did last week.
Oh, yeah, I know. I peed in the lake.
Yeah, how empty do your balls feel? Or wherever pee. I forget
pee
which
doesn't
thing
come from balls. It comes from your...
Doesn't it go
your bladder.
In...
Does where it, does it...
Does
you
it
have one
in...
hour to figure out where pee comes from.
No.
You phone me back.
Wait,
you
no.
phone me back.
I can figure it out.
Guy doesn't know where pee comes from. I gave him 1 hour. What's that noise? Are you getting it?
That's
What's
my phone. Don't worry about it.
You know, do you want to
so
answer
you,
it? Could be anybody.
I'm in the podcast. I'm paying attention to the podcast. I don't want to answer my phone right now.
Just answer your phone. Just answer your phone.
Okay. Hello?
Peter Carlone. I know what you did in Victoria.
You know?
I know everything that you did.
You know what I did?
You, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you do?
Yeah, I know everything that you did.
Wait. It's not that big of a deal, right? I mean, people do it all the time.
Oh, no. Not a lot of people do it. Most people do it, for sure.
Okay.
35% do it. And you are one of them, and it's bad.
No, it's not. It can't be that bad.
You have 5 minutes to figure out what I did. Or you did. What I know that you did.
5 minutes to figure out what you know that I did?
Exactly.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Hello?
What did they say? Is it the same guy? What's wrong?
Nothing.
What is it? What did you do?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Or what did...
So...
Do you have a guy phoning you saying he knows what you did?
Yeah. You know what? I'm calling him back. I'm going to star 69 him. I think that still works.
That's a great idea. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. My name is Peter, and you just called me?
Yes.
How did you get this number?
Well, star 69, it still works,
I
think.
Oh, that's still a thing?
Yeah, I just hit you right back.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I suspect that you know what you did now, and you want to tell me about it before I tell the world?
Don't tell the world.
Before I blackmail you?
No, don't tell the world. Wait, okay, hang on. Don't you have terms? You haven't said terms yet of what I need to do so that you don't blackmail. Or do you just want me to tell you?
Don't tell me what you did, but I already know what you did, though. I need you to admit it. If you don't tell me, I'm going to tell others what you did. I'm going to tell the world.
Is this the CRA? Because they do that sometimes, where they're like, they know what we did wrong, but they want us to tell them.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
No, it's not exactly like that. I'm just saying the government does that kind of thing. It's
Right. Wait, hold on. I'm getting a call. Can I put you on hold for
a second?
No,
you can't put me on hold. You're trying to hear scary killer guy.
Hello? Hello? Yes, I'll hold. It's the CRA.
I knew you were getting an audit. All right.
Yes. Hello? Hi. This is the CRA. Oh, no. Okay. We know what you did. Last fiscal. Listen, I know what you're phoning about. It's about the enormous amount of Uber expenses that I'm trying to write off. We know exactly what it's about, but we want you to tell us what it's about. Otherwise, you're in deep trouble. Is it about how I overpaid on my RRSPs and then I also tried to write off 10 grand worth of Uber? Is it that? Hey, guess what? You just have to guess what we know.
Oh, God.
And you have to fill it out in a form, and you don't have a lot of time left. You have 6 to 7 months.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. This is really...
To guess what we know.
Do I have to have receipts?
Yeah. You have to have receipts.
No.
And you can't take, and you can't give us screenshots of your checking account like some loser. They have to be paper receipts.
Why not? It's the easiest thing. I actually have a record. It would say like Shoppers Drug Mart, $4.99 for some shampoo.
And guess what? We also have receipts from them and those bank records. We have all of it. We know exactly what you did last year.
Oh, God, okay.
But you still have to get the receipts, though.
Am I allowed to write off, travel meals?
Hey.
Some people say you can and some people say you can't. And I just want to get your...
Guess what?
What?
You're just gonna have to find out.
Oh, God.
3 or 4 years from now when we decide to have a problem with it. And you better have those receipts.
Where do I have to store them? Where would I keep them? I live in a one bedroom. You just want me to keep like boxes and boxes of stuff?
Yeah,
running out of space.
It gets worse. You gotta keep it for 7 years.
No, that's obnoxious.
Unless we go further back sometimes because we feel like it.
Okay, I'll just start guessing.
And you better guess right, because we have all of the receipts and the records ourselves.
Wait, so you have, like, my T4s and the kind of stuff that I... But you need me to give it to you.
Yeah, we know everything.
You know what I did, but I need to have the forms to give to you.
Yeah, you gotta you have to tell us exactly what it is that we know and have and we know about you.
Okay.
Otherwise you're in big trouble.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, this sucks. Listen, I got somebody on the other line. I gotta, can I put you on hold?
Yeah, no, I gotta go too. I gotta call some other people.
I'm being rude to this other guy.
Oh, sorry.
I phoned him and I said, I know what you did.
Are you doing a CRA type thing? Like, I know what you did, you have to come clean?
No, I was doing like this sort of like, you gotta come. I was trying to blackmail this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I knew that. Guess what he did?
What did he do?
You'll never guess.
Wait, did he tell you? Are you allowed to tell me?
No, you can tell me. Can I tell you?
Okay. Yeah.
So here's what he did. It's honestly nothing. I'm just trying to freak him out.
Yeah. That's what we do. That's what the CRA does. We do that all the time.
It's so funny. He ran a red light. I don't really care.
Yeah.
No one was there. It's Victoria.
Yeah.
Right?
Victoria, BC, Canada?
Yeah, there's like
our
nobody
Victoria.
Around. And
yeah, nobody gives a shit about
that. Specific red light that just doesn't change.
No.
It's on Wallace Drive.
Yeah.
You know it?
Well, yeah.
It just won't change. And so you just sort of blow through it.
Guess what?
So,
We have a CRA office in Victoria.
Yeah.
Like, I am very familiar with Wallace Drive. You know who set that up?
Who's that?
We did. Yeah, we did it, baby, because sometimes people will run that red light, right? Then they'll get a parking ticket, and we watch them, right? Because, you know, we're the CRA, so we know what you did last year, right? So we'll watch them run it, watch them get a ticket, and then half the time, they try to write it off as a business expense.
Okay, so you can't do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, You thought I was doing it. You thought I was doing it.
I'll phone you back. I'll have all those receipts for you.
Yeah.
And, I'm still super scared of you guys.
Oh, yeah, you probably should be. We're just going to call you once every 3 weeks for the next, pretty much the rest of your life.
Okay, that's great. Okay, I gotta get back to this guy.
All right, remember, you gotta get us those receipts, because we have them all.
Okay.
We have all the receipts, so you better get them to us.
Okay. Hey, bud. So, sorry about that.
So, Jake, was it?
No. Listen, so, where were we? I knew what you did. I know what you did. Do you want to take some guesses?
I was on the UVic grounds.
Yeah.
And I saw this old man.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, and there was nobody around.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just us. It was just the two of us.
Okay.
So I thought, well, this will be kind of fun. And you know, like, the new library, how it's got that, like, deep sort of, like, valley area?
Yeah.
I pushed him.
What?
I pushed him just to watch him roll down the steps all the way down to the little seating area.
Oh, my God. You pushed a man down the steps?
Not just a man.
He could have broken a toe.
It was an old man.
Did he break his toes?
He's so fragile.
You sick son of a bitch. That's not what I was talking about.
Oh, was it not?
Oh my God, you pushed a man?
But I did it. It was just like on a whim. I just did it for fun.
I was talking about you when you ran that red light.
Oh.
I was just there.
Oh.
I saw you run a red light.
Oh, wait, I'm on my phone.
I wanted to get you for it. Jesus Christ.
Right.
You murdered somebody?
Yeah, well, no.
You at least left him to die, probably.
I'm sure there's campus security, right? I mean, it's COVID, right? So there's not a lot of people there. But, I mean, what was he doing there anyway? He was practically asking to get pushed.
That's true.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, good. Oh, God. I mean, just like... Oh, you're sick. You're sick.
What?
You're
no,
a sick
I'm not.
Son of a bitch.
I told you, we're clean now. I'm not guilty anymore.
Oh my God, I don't know what to do with this information. I don't even know what to do. Oh, okay, I got some thinking to do. I gotta let you go.
Hello?
Did you just... Sorry, I couldn't help overhear, Peter, but did you say you pushed a man down at UVic?
You heard that?
Yeah, you were talking into the mic still.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, we're still doing our podcast.
So did you leave him? Did you leave him?
Listen, man, you know, I walked away. I heard some stuff like calling out from down in the valley, like, oh, all of my toes, each one of my, and then I heard him like checking, like, that one, yep, that one, yep. Oh, yeah. This one, oh my God, he got through 10 at least. And,
Laugh. That's horrible.
Well, that's the same thing. I kind of laughed.
I know that. But, okay. Okay, so he just broke his toes. And you're fine.
So.
Yeah, you're fine.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You push the guy. He just broke his toes. Having had a broken toe, it's bad. It hurts. But, like, whatever. What's he going to do? Go to the doctor about it? No.
He can't do anything about it. So there'll be no paper. There's going to be no record.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So, Chris...
Yeah.
You're not gonna tell anyone, right?
No.
You promise?
Did you hear about how I peed in the lake?
I did.
Let me ask you that again then. Did you hear about how I peed in the lake?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Chris. I've never heard any sort of story like that at all.
Then I also didn't hear any sort of story about how you pushed an old man down some stairs.
And broke every one of his toes.
Toes.
But you didn't hear
toes.
That.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that.
What I did hear
was
that you painted one heck of a fence in Victoria.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
It's a beautiful paint job.
It's a great job.
This time, It's different
with Peter and Chris.
This time, it's different.
Bring, 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 bring. I know what you did. You pissed in that lake. Productions.
Shohei Ohtani.
Nice. Yeah. Like and subscribe.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar.